Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, I saw it. See, I totally forgot to take myself off mute, guys. So if you were listening to just a bunch of silence, I have my phone on mute. So this is the first Supernatural News show I'm doing in the morning. Welcome, Supernatural News. This is Ryan. I had a whole speech, but I had my phone on mute, so. Yeah, first time, you know, shit happens. But I was saying I usually do my Supernatural News shows in on the Freak Out and Paranormal show. But I figured since I have most of my shows booked out for the rest of the year, almost I'm gonna try to start doing these Supernatural News shows in the morning or whenever I have time in the house by myself. This is going to be an audio-only show. I'm not going to do a video, you know, like a StreamYard, because it's just easier to do the audio. Now, if I do a Supernatural news show on the Freakin' Awesome Paranormal show, I have a guest with me, I'll do StreamYard. But if it's just me reading articles, you know, it's hard to interact with people while I'm reading articles at the same time. So this is just an audio-only deal. Give a few plugs here. We had author John Ward on the show last night. He's the author of the Welcome to Scareville series, and it was a fun conversation. We talked about everything from Ouija boards to how he got started as an author, some of his favorite paranormal locations, and it's a very fun listen if you are interested in hearing more about him and learning about how to get started as far as, like, if you're an author or want to get something published, how to go about self-publishing books. And then we've got on Vibe Time with Jerry, they had John Stevens, and he's in charge of Virginia Paranormal Events Facebook page on YouTube, on Facebook, obviously. And he comes on once a month, and they talk about different stuff going on around the state of Virginia, paranormal events going on around here. I've got an event at the cabin on July 15th, which is coming up here soon. Just around the corner, hard to believe, but yeah, so that's what's going on. CR Zarn, On My Mind with CR, is going to be having some shows on some guests on his show coming up here soon. My computer keeps freezing up, so I'm really looking at too much stuff here. I use the Mirror website for my articles, and for some reason, whenever I get on there, everything just stops working. So just keep an eye out on My Mind with CR Zarn. Jade Eleanor had a good show with Bernadette Cox last Sunday for Father's Day. Always fun when they get together for their for their shows and stuff. So it's, we've got some good shows here on the Vibe Radio Network, and we're always looking to add more, expand our roster of great hosts and stuff. So, I'm gonna get started on the articles here. I don't know how long it's gonna be. I have it set for an hour, but haven't talked for, like, straight by myself. Sometimes my voice wears out. I don't want it to, but sometimes it's just hard to finish up a whole hour when it's just me constantly talking. So we'll see how long I last. And let's get started here. Again, we're on the Mirror here. It's almost like, I think it's like a National Enquirer out of the UK. But they got some great paranormal articles on here. All right, this first one, let's see here. This is one about a psychic medium. There's, I can feel, see, hear, and taste in other dimensions. It's how I speak to the dead. N. May Magels says she has spoken to spirits since she was 3 and was told off a lot for what she would say to people. Her parents were asked to bring her along to parties. So apparently the people that she was sent messages for did not like the messages too much. A psychic who claims we all have the ability to speak to the dead says she can feel, see, hear. What the heck? All right. That's weird. My Chrome just shut down. Well, that's fun. Not really. All right. A psychic who claims we all have the ability to speak to the dead says she can feel, see, hear, and taste in other dimensions. N. May Magel, 65, says she realized she was psychic age 3 after speaking to spirits who she called her playmates. Her first psychic experience was talking to her granddad, and growing up as N. May says she would often get in trouble for telling people what she saw, beginning pregnancies and job promotions. The medium believes everyone is born with psychic abilities, but said people get FOMO or fear of missing out and don't use them as they want to fit in with everyday culture. Yeah, I guess it would be hard to, when you have a psychic ability, but you don't want to show it off because you want to be thought of as normal, and you don't want to upset people by telling them things that they don't want to hear. I get that. website has so many pop-up ads. It's unbelievable. The Psychic and Intuitive Strategy Advisor. Oh, okay. Here we go. Come on. It's like every single time I move, I scroll down, I get a pop-up ad. Her first psychic experience was talking to her granddad and growing up, as N. May says she would often get in trouble for telling people what she saw. Okay, I just saw it. Okay, see. All right, messed me up. The Psychic and Intuitive Strategy Advisor from Seattle, Washington, U.S. said, I believe that everyone has some sort of ability to tap into that intuitive energy. You know what? I might see if I can get her on the show sometime. It rides alongside the big five to see, hear, taste, touch, and smell. The sixth sense. There you go. Plus you have instinct and intuition. Those two ride on the same blade. And May, who has racked up a TikTok following with their medium insight, says her gift feels like she can interact with other dimensions. It feels like I can feel, hear, see, sense, and even taste sometimes in other dimensions, she said. The psychic advisor said she was told off a lot as a child for what she would say to people, but people would also invite her prior to parties and ask them to bring N. May along as a party favor. I think it would be so cool to have that, you know. Part of me thinks it would be really cool to have that ability, but then other part of me realizes that there are bad parts about it too. You know? So it's like, be careful what you wish for type of thing. I wonder what her parents thought about, like, her. Let's see. Trying to get it. Nope, not working. Okay. I'm trying to expand the page here, but it kept minimizing. She said, I thought, do I have to bring balloons? My parents would say, no, and they, you are the party favor. I could walk by somebody and say you're pregnant and you need a promotion or you're getting a raise. It was easy. Then there were the environments where people said, how this is something that must be cast out of me and it was wrong. It would hurt my feelings. Yeah, you get those people who think they're doing her a favor by trying to, you know, saying whatever is inside of her is evil and they need to get it out. On one occasion, N. May told her teacher at school that she wouldn't be teaching the class the next day and was sent to the principal's office. And Vic, I wonder if it actually came true, if she didn't come to school the next day. In fifth grade, N. May said she told her teacher she was not going to be with us tomorrow. She asked, how come? I said, you're not, oh, there it is. Okay. I guess we'll get the explanation right now. I said, you're just not feeling well, said N. May. She said, N. May, don't say that. I'm fine. I'll be here for you. She tried to ignore me, but I think she felt something. The next day, she wasn't there. After being dragged to the principal's office, she told him to check the tire on his car, telling him the left back passenger tire was flat. And May said this was confirmed when her principal went to check his car. And May said she believes in the multi-dimensional life, and we're all able to tune in and talk to loved ones who have passed away. She said, time is an interesting constraint created by a Mayan calendar, and then we all operated on that. That became the truth. So, yes, I can speak to everyone, can speak to other dimensions. My initial psychic experience was speaking to my dead relative at the age of 3. Sitting at my sandbox, I began to speak another language that I was not familiar with. My dad heard me speaking Chinese. I told my dad I was having a contact chat with his dad, and he was telling me a story about him when he was a little boy. I am half Chinese and half Japanese, but I don't speak the language. I never did it. Again, that was the beginning of an understanding that there were other dimensions, spaces, time, zones, cultures, and countries that did not have any relevance to me. As if I could break through any barrier simply by listening to an inner voice that was greater than myself. It must be so neat to have that ability But at the same time, it's got to be such a burden to have that ability, just because of the way society is. That's better because of, you know, social media and being able to chat with people. Like, my news thing just disappeared again. But yeah. But, you know, being able to chat with someone in Chinese, you don't speak the language. And question is, how do you tap into that ability? So every person has the ability, but not every person has the ability or knows how to tap into it. Like, I don't know how to tap into it. Practice, but what are we practicing? Meditation, maybe? That could help. Here's one. Ghostly floating white figure. So this is this was from May of 2023. Let's see. Ghostly floating white figure on UK beach leaves bystander absolutely stunned. Wow. So the picture is they're on the beach and there is something floating in something in the water. Looks like very gray picture, like gray day. Oh, daily deal on Amazon products. Thank you. I don't want that. Thank you. All right. See, the pop-up comes up, and then I've got to scroll down to get it to go away, and then I got to go back up again to figure out where it was. Okay. A woman has been left absolutely stunned after she spotted a ghostly white figure floating around while on a visit to the beach. Walking around the beach, like when it's not pop, when it's not like during the regular season, like going down and like during the winter time when it's cold and gray, it's very eerie to walk around on a beach that's empty, because you go someplace where you know there's a lot of people there all the time during the summer, and you come back in like the winter time and there's nobody there. It's a very lonely feeling. Very eerie, even if you're in like a popular area, you know, because you go over the dunes, like when I go, I have a house in the Outer Banks, and you know, we'll go over the dunes or go back and it's like completely empty, but you can almost hear the sounds of the kids laughing and playing while the waves are crashing onto the shore. It's very eerie feeling. The woman, who wishes to remain anonymous, was walking when she spotted a white figure on the beach in the distance, which she believes could be otherworldly in nature. The eerie encounter took place on Thursday evening, May 11th, on Cleethorpes Beach amidst heavy fog. I mean, what's more creepier than heavy fog on the beach, really? And plus, you think about those stories about the woman walking along the beach looking for her lost love or looking for a child or something that was taken away during a hurricane or something like that. So, you know, the stories are all out there. The quick-thinking walker managed to take two photos of the apparition before heading back to her car. She posted the snaps to see what others made of them. And now we're frozen. Thank you. She told Grimsby Live, "I spotted this strange-looking white figure floating around on the beach on Thursday evening. I was absolutely stunned, so I quickly took a couple of photos and hopped into my car. The gloomy and foggy nature of the evening that just made it even stranger." She urged people in the area to look out, adding, "I'm not sure if it's a person or something else. Whether or not the figure was a result of the thick fog or something more sinister, it isn't the first time people have reported ghostly goings on in Cleethorpes." That's where the mayor is making it hard for me to do Supernatural news off their website because of their inability to do a website that doesn't freeze up. Thank you. These pop-ups pop up and then everything freezes. According to paranormal sightings reported on sacredworld.com, several people have spotted a phantom old man who haunts the site of Wonderland. Some people would report. So now I just got sent to Rollario Retro Las Vegas. Some stupid shirt closed website. All right, go back up. According to paranormal sightings reported on sacredworld.com, several people have spotted a phantom old man who haunts the site of Wonderland. Some people would report hearing your name being called, but if they saw the ghost, it would disappear when spotted. This every time I scroll, another pop-up comes up. Local legend claims a non-threatening spirit is that of a worker who lost his life on the ghost train and has haunted this site ever since. There are also ghostly tales about the former Imperial Hotel, the 115-year-old Victorian coach house structure, which straddled the corner of Blundell Avenue and Grimsby Road in Cleethorpes, has a Dutch gable, and legend persists. The former hotel is haunted by the ghost of a Victorian maid. The story claims a young woman became pregnant and walked away upstairs to avoid shaming her family. Ghost hunters also claim to have found the spirits of a missing fisherman and a sobbing pregnant woman in the old hotel. You know, you hear those stories a lot about, like, something happens and, like, a girl gets pregnant or a baby is born deformed and they lock her away in the attic. And it's like, I can't imagine just hearing their screaming, let me out, you know, and the parents just don't care. They're like, oh, well, do you hear anything? No, no, I don't hear nothing. Okay. And she's pounding on the door, on the doors and the walls and trying to escape. But, you know, she became pregnant and her parents locked her up. If that's true, it's just so terrible, you know? Status was everything back then, and it didn't matter. You know, you got pregnant, you know, they faced the consequences, and even the consequences were terrible. You know, they wouldn't want the neighbors to talk about, oh, her here, so-and-so got, you know, her daughter got pregnant. So it's like better be like, oh, she went to college or she went someplace else and she moved away and the whole time she's upstairs. And it's like, well, what happened to the baby? What happened, you know? Could they hear crying? Did she have the baby? No. I don't know. Just so different times. Through the years, publicans and the regulars would have reported ghostly goings on, with objects having been mysteriously moved and electrical equipment flicked on and off, and some claim to have felt strange sensations surrounding them. Publicans—that's a good name. Well, people who go to a bar. The building has since been turned into flats, and at the back of the beach. Back at the beach end of the resort, although the Coliseum on Cleethorpes High Street has changed its name and uses over the years, rumors persist that when it was known as the Baton Rouge, it was also plagued by unexplained incidents, convincing management the place was haunted. Doors slammed at night, bottles fell off shelves, lights were switched on, and rumors abounded of a ghostly lady who floated up and down. I still don't know who that ghost was that the lady saw. Let's go to outer space. Let's talk about aliens. I'm going to click on a link here and hope this works. It takes me twice as long to read the articles because of the constant freezing up that it's doing. All right. This is from Las Vegas, right? The family saw an alien. There's a video on the website here, so hopefully that does not make it even worse trying to read this shit. Family who saw 10-foot aliens with large shiny eyes placed under surveillance. Ooh, now they're getting surveilled. Nope, go away. A pop-up came up. A strange UFO mystery in Las Vegas deepened when police set up surveillance outside the house of a resident after a sighting of something not human. The Homeland Security Department of the Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department, or LVMPD, set up surveillance at a Nevada property after a mysterious object supposedly fell from the skies on April 30th. Las Vegas podcaster Doug Papa, a self-confessed skeptic, take a sip of coffee here, told the New York Post magazine, told the New York Post the second time he visited the family at the house, he saw surveillance cameras set up there. He was told by the family that police had set up cameras supposedly to protect the family from people coming to bother them about the UFO. Okay. So the police came and decided to set up cameras, but they don't tell them. They just think, oh, this is protect you from, people coming to visit or people coming to see where the UFO landed. But they don't check with you first. You know, it'd be like, oh, I'm going to set up these cameras, but I'm just going to tell you it's because of this, but I'm not going to ask you if you want that to happen. He added, I can tell you right now, cops don't come out and put up expensive video equipment up. They'll put up expensive video equipment like that, and they certainly wouldn't for someone calling in a report about UFO. You're like, there are so many UFO reports that are, you know, out there every year. And I'm sure the cops don't go to every single one and set up video equipment. So I know they don't. The story went from local to world news when Las Vegas Channel 8 News obtained body cam footage from the LVMPD that captured a suspected UFO streaking across the night sky. The incident unfolded on April 30th when an officer's camera recorded the unidentified object at approximately 11:50 p.m., the Post reported. Angel Gomez, 16, was in the backyard of the property with his brother. When the UFO was spotted. A lot of typos in this story. On his new YouTube channel, he said it was a tall, shiny, skinny, lengthy figure. It was gray. It was a gray, greenish color, and when I looked at it in the eyes, my body just froze. He had a weird looking. He had weird-looking feet and a big face and eyes and a big mouth. Responding to the call were visibly shaken by the bizarre circumstances as revealed by audio captured on their body cameras. The flash emitted by the UFO was reportedly witnessed as far as Utah and California, according to the American Meteor Society. I'm still nervous right now, one officer said to his partner in the footage. The other said, I have butterflies, too. I have butterflies, bro. Saw a shooting star, and now these people say there's aliens in their backyard? Roughly 39 minutes later, a chilling call was made to 911 by a man residing approximately 80 miles from the infamous Area 51. Reported, there's a text, a tweet from Doug Papa. Picture of a tweet says, the video camera surveillance system with the wireless transmission link that recorded at the home on May 19th. Must have been a mirage or a figment of my imagination if the Las Vegas Metro Police are to be believed. Nice install. Pass. Technical and surveillance squad. If you, when you read the article, you'll see the picture. He reported the presence of two mysterious entities in his backyard, having witnessed a similar object falling from the sky. There's like an 8-foot person beside it, and there, another one is inside us. Another one is inside us. It has a big eyes, and it's looking at us. It's still there, the homeowner told police dispatch. My backyard, I swear to God, this is not a joke. This is actually, we're terrified. They're very large, they're like 8, 9 feet, 10 feet. They look like aliens to us, big eyes. They have big eyes, like I can't explain it, and big mouth. They're shiny eyes, and they're not human. They're 100% not human, he claimed. Reports indicate police have since closed the case. An extensive search of the area near the Las Vegas property turned up nothing. Aliens have definitely been in the news. Lately. Trying to find another article to read here. There's one. Loch Ness Monster. We go from aliens to the Loch. Took a stretch there. From aliens to the Loch Ness Monster. If the the computer doesn't freeze up too much here. I don't really pay attention to aliens that much. I probably should, but listening to Space Out Radio a lot on Apple Podcast. And a guy named Dave Scott, he does a show out of Canada. A lot of his shows are on aliens, and they're very interesting. So if you get a chance and you're looking for more podcasts to listen to, I will check out Space Out Radio. You know, he's a lot more popular than this show is, that's for sure. But he's got some great guests, and hopefully I can have him on my show sometime. Let's see here. Botch, huge large dark shape in water, sparking Nessie monster debate. Dude, this is on June 17th, 2023. That just happened. Okay, I got one more article after this one because I want to read this next one. Then I'm going to stop because my throat's starting to hurt. A tourist visiting Loch Ness claimed he spotted a mysterious 65-foot-long shape moving through the water, sparking rumors of Nessie in the water. Edion Camel was visiting the famous lake with his wife Elion when events spotted the odd shape while taking pictures. Speaking account at Edion, a French pharmacist from Lyon said, it was quite strange. I am a man of science, so I never believed that the Loch Ness Monster is a prehistoric animal, but when I was taking a picture, I saw this long shadow. I called my wife over and we saw the shadow move. I thought maybe it was a cloud, but there was none. Or a boat, but none was near or reefs. You keep reading it how it was written. There were small waves, like something was moving. It was 15 to 20 meters long. It was about 150 meters away. It was quite strange. Then it disappeared. He told the Telegraph, we cannot tell if it was an animal, but something was moving under the water. I've never seen such things in lakes, and we have many where we live before. And video shows up, and it freezes up again. For years and years, there have been theories about that a monster lived in Loch Ness, but there have been no real proof that it existed. The first stories of the monster dubbed Nessie emerged in 1933 after Francesco McGarvey from Castlehead, Paisley, saw a dark shape emerge from the water. Said to be a large, mysterious animal living in the waters of Loch Ness in the Scottish Highlands. Earliest reporting of a monster sighting in that area was in the 7th century, but others say the reports could be rationally explained as encounters with similar types of animals. The legendary monster is known to some by the affectionate name Nessie. Some have suggested it may be a descendant of a plesiosaur, a species of water-dwelling dinosaur, but again, the evidence is sketchy. All right, so this is my opinion on the Loch Ness Monster. It would be cool if it was there, but a lot of the evidence that was captured is circumstantial evidence. And if it is there, if the Loch Ness Monster does exist, it doesn't affect my life one bit. It doesn't change my life at all. I've always been under the impression that there's something there. It just doesn't want to be found, you know? And I think the mystery of it makes it all the more interesting. If you went there and you knew there was this giant lizard there, I mean, it'd be cool at first, and like, okay, you know, well, now we know what is there. Kind of takes away the mystery of it. I think I kind of like it. Kind of like the fact that nobody has found it yet. But there's always the hope that someone, you know, a scientist always has that hope that they're gonna find it and they're going to be the first ones to discover it. This next one is this article is pretty tough. I just heard about this yesterday, and we'll get to it here. You know, people spend money on weird things, going to space, and it's like, or these people have these adventures. They want to go out. They want to do things, and they got this this company who is sending people down in a little submarine tube to go look for the Titanic. And these people are spending $250,000 to be sent down to look at the wreckage of the Titanic through a little hole, and unfortunately, the people who were sent down are now trapped, and nobody can get to them. They left Sunday, I believe, and they're about to run out of air. Curse of the Titanic explained as 5 people are trapped on missing tourist submarine. Waiting for the computer to unfreeze. The RMS Titanic sank in 1912, and more than 1,500 people lost their lives in the tragic incident, which is still remembered today. The maritime disaster was the deadliest sinking of a single ship up until that time. It remains the worst peacetime sinking of a cruise ship of all time. The ship went down after striking an iceberg during her maiden voyage, but could there be another reason behind the outcome of the ill-fated voyage? Rumors of a curse on the Titanic have been circling for more than 100 years, and now with 5 people missing from a tourist submersible that was on a trip down to the bottom of the ocean to see the wreckage, we take a look at the truth behind the claims. Okay. Gotta make sure I'm at the right. thing here, right, part of the article here. I swear these pop-ups are really pissing me off. Okay. Do you think the William Stead, a British editor, was a first-class passenger on the ship, and while on board, he entertained other guests by sharing stories about his work? For years, he had been documenting Egyptian curses and writing about Native American burial grounds, and saying that a mummy was causing destruction in London. Some claimed that documenting the mummy had caused the curse to follow Stead, and others claimed that it was on... Oh, my God. The website, Google just cut off again. That's just the last article. Several survivors later said they heard Stead share stories about a mummy's curse, and word of the story made it back to the Washington Post, which ran the headline, "Ghost of the Titanic, Vengeance of Hoodoo Mummy, Follow Man Who Wrote Its History." Egyptian artifacts were found on the ship, but Paul Burns, vice president and curator of the Titanic Museum, factions in Missouri and Tennessee, said survivor Margaret Brown had the historic items with her as she was due to deliver them to a museum in Denver. Another version of the story states that the mummy was aboard the ship, as the British Museum had sold it to an American who was shipping it home, as Snopes reports. Okay. 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 See here. All right. But as History Channel reports, in reality, the so-called unlucky mummy is still with the British Museum to this day. The unlucky mummy dates back to the 22nd dynasty. In the 1900s, journalist Bertram Fletcher Robinson spent months investigating claims that the monument was cursed. But sadly, before he could publish his work, he mysteriously died. Sherlock Holmes author Sir Arthur Conan Doyle thought Mr. Robinson's death was an unlikely coincidence and later wrote, "It was caused by Egyptian elementals guarding a female mummy because Mr. Robinson had begun an investigation of the stories of the mummy's malevolence. The immediate cause of death was typhoid fever, but this is the way in which the elementals guarding the mummy might act. It's believed that Mr. Robinson's work inspired Mr. Stead, who had been invited personally on the Titanic by William Howard Taft, the 27th president of the U.S. After the disaster, one survivor, Marjorie Dutton, claimed her life was cursed. She was 8 years old at the time and traveled as a second-class passenger with her father. She said, "My father was drowned, taking our worldly wealth with him, as in those days, people were not as bank-minded as they are now. Since that time, I've been blessed with bad luck and often wonder if they will ever give me a break, but it just seems to be my lot. I think my name was published at the time as having been drowned." The other survivor, the Countess of Roth, shared the after effects of the terrible incident. Years later, she suddenly felt the awful feeling of intense cold and horror while at a public event, and later realized the orchestra was playing The Tales of Hoffman, the last music she heard on the Titanic. Many people claimed survivor's guilt after making it to safety when the Titanic sank, as so many people lost their lives. The tourist submersible operated by OceanGate is controlled by a mothership on the surface, but worryingly, all contact with the ship was lost around 1 hour 45 minutes into the dive. The website cut off again. Hamish Harding, a British billionaire, and father and son Shahzada Dawood and Suleiman Dawood, 19, from one of the wealthiest families in Pakistan, were on board the submarine alongside French explorer Paul Henry Nagalit, and OceanGate CEO Stockton Rush. Massive search and operation, rescue operation is currently underway in the mid-Atlantic after the vessel went missing during a storm dive, during a dive to the sunken shipwreck on Sunday. Passengers will have only have oxygen until Thursday at around 11 a.m., at which time it will run out. The Titanic wreck site off the coast of Newfoundland, Canada, in U.S. waters, sits at 3,800 meters, 12,500 feet, making rescue nearly impossible. The ship, which is thought to cost 195,000 pounds per head, launched at 4 a.m. on Sunday, but communications disappeared less than 2 hours into the descent. Go up here. That's scary, man. I would not want to, I would definitely would not do that. Here's about the last text of British Hamish Harding, a Brit, Hamish Harding. Text of British billionaire Hamish Harding, who was on board the missing Titanic submersible, has been revealed. A desperate hunt is underway to find the OceanGate submarine that went missing on a trip down to the bottom of the ocean to see the wreckage of the Titanic. But its 4,000 meter trip down, the sub lost contact, sparking fears of the safety of the five passengers on board. Along with Mr. Harding, a father and son duo, a French pilot, and OceanGate CEO were all on board. But a close pal of Mr. Harding revealed one of the last messages he sent out before they launched the sub. Retired NASA astronaut Colonel Terry Virts said Mr. Harding had messaged him just before the voyage. Speaking to ITV's Good Morning, he said Mr. Harding had messaged him, "Hey, we're heading out tomorrow. It looks good. The weather's been bad, so they've been waiting for this. So they've been waiting for this." The U.S. Coast Guard is leading the rescue operation amid fears that the missing submariners may only have enough oxygen to last until around midday Thursday. Rescuers working desperately through the night in a race against time and a continuous searching this morning. Colonel Virts added, "We don't really talk about risks. It's known. You understood the risk for sure. There's no doubt about that. The last text I got was, 'Hey, we're heading out tomorrow. It looks good. The weather's bad, so they've been waiting for this.' We went down to the deepest part of the ocean, set a few world records at the Mariana Trench, deepest part of the ocean. We talked quite a bit about the risk and the different things that they were able to do. So he was very excited about it. Waiting for my computer to catch up here. Mr. Harding is a known explorer and adventurer. He has been to space on Jeff Bezos' space program to the South Pole twice and holds 3 world records. Last night, his stepson, Brian Taz, made a touching post on Facebook before he removed it. He said, "Thoughts and prayers for a mom and Hamish Harding. Hamish Harding, my stepfather, has gone missing on a submarine. Thoughts and prayers." His last Instagram post, Mr. Harding announced he would be heading out on the voyage, picturing himself signing a Titanic Expedition Mission 5 or Mission V. The Brit was clearly excited for the adventure in the post and spoke about the dire weather conditions and the route they would take. He said, "I'm proud to finally announce that OceanGate Exped for their RMS type that I joined OceanGate Exped for their RM." Okay, I'm proud to announce that I joined Ocean Gate Expedition. Oh my gosh. People. Sorry, guys. This is why I'm doing this by myself and not trying to do this with a guest, because this is ridiculous. There's this black block box in the middle of my screen here, and it won't go away. Not be able to finish this article, but I don't know. You got to go away. Due to the worst weather. Okay, I'm proud to finally announce that I've joined Ocean Gate Expeditions for the RMS Titanic mission as a mission specialist on the sub going down to the Titanic. Due to the worst winter in Newfoundland in 40 years, this mission is likely to be the first and only manned mission to the Titanic in 2023. It's like, I understand people wanting to take risks and, you know, I don't know. Just too cramped, I don't have that gene inside of me to want to do something like that. The weather window has just opened up, and we're going to attempt a dive tomorrow. A window, because windows can be shut. See, I don't think the weather has anything to do with what was going on with it, but still. I started streaming from St. John's, Newfoundland, Canada yesterday, and we're planning to start dive operations around 4 a.m. tomorrow morning. Until then, we have a lot of preparations and briefings to do. The team on the sub has a couple of legendary explorers, some of which have done over 30 dives to the RMS Titanic since the 1980s, including P.H. Nageolet. More expedition updates to follow if the weather holds. Along with him, father-son duo Shahzada Dawood and Suleiman Dawood were on board, believed to have paid $250,000 to take part in the journey. Mr. Dawood is said to be one of Pakistan's richest men and lives in a Surrey mansion along with his family. A board member of the Prince's Trust All right, well, that's just a sign. The computer didn't cut off again, so I'm just going to let it go. I really hope they find the people when I do, but if they find the people in time, they can't save them because there's nothing they can do to bring the sub back up, from what I understand. And there's no way to get into the people, because the sub is closed off. They put 17 bolts into the porthole from the outside. But even if they could open, let's see if they could get in to get to the sub. How are they gonna get to them? They can't do it inside. They can't do it in the ocean, obviously. And they're not enough. There's no equipment they have. Get to them. It's just a hopeless situation, really. So anyways, this has got 90 seconds left. So again, thank you for tuning in. If you listen to this, I appreciate it. Sorry for all the delays and, you know, crap, the freezing, the websites and stuff. It'll run more smooth next time I do this. So hope everyone has a great day, and we'll talk to you soon. Bye.